Utah has a long history of mail-in ballots, but with a record number of people eligible to vote this year, it may take a few extra days to count them all and announce the winners. Derek Brenchley, Deputy Director of Elections for the Utah Lieutenant Governor's Office, says, although there are many hotly contested local, state, and national races on the ballot, poll watchers and political operatives will just have to be patient.
We plan on releasing preliminary election results at 8 p.m. on election night. Because we're a vote-by-mail state, we expect ballots to arrive at county clerk offices after election day. So we don't expect election results to be finalized on election night.
In order to be counted, mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Monday, November 2nd, but can be dropped off in person on election day. Utah law does not allow any county election offices to begin counting votes until election day. On Thursday, more than 700,000 of Utah's 1.6 million registered voters had completed early ballots. Brenchley says this puts the state on course for record-breaking turnout.
The day after the election, we'll get a better sense of how many ballots are outstanding, how many ballots are left to be counted. But ballots will ultimately be counted and processed before the counties canvass the election results, and that can happen between 7 and 14 days after the election.
In addition to the presidential election, voters will decide on dozens of local, county, and statewide offices, as well as the fate of two statewide initiatives and seven constitutional amendments. Voting information is found at vote.utah.gov. Results will be posted at electionresults.utah.gov. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.